Hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a chiropractor, Dr. Bonnie May, and we're discussing how to keep your children mentally and physically healthy during a PCS. We're also going to be talking about her book, Complementary Medicine of the Military, and I'm super excited about what we're going to discuss today. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. So let's get into it. I want to start at the beginning and learn more about how you got your start in the chiropractic field. And we were talking prior to the interview, you know, what was your inspiration for, you know, military specifically? So I'm excited to learn more about that. So what was your initial inspiration about getting into chiropractic?
When I was a young child living on a farm in Iowa, my older sister developed diabetes, and I watched the trauma that was happening in our family with that whole situation. And in my heart, I just felt like when I grow up, I want to find the cure for diabetes. Then when I was in high school, my mother received a magazine. There was a story in the magazine of a young diabetic boy from Michigan who got under chiropractic care, and his pancreas started to work and he was able to give up his insulin shots.
Wow.
So that's what led me to investigate what chiropractic was about. And when I was a senior in high school, I wrote an essay on chiropractic and I won a scholarship to the college.
Oh, wow. Wow. So this started
way young.
Way young. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about your profession?
The most fun part is people that, you know, think that it's not real, that it doesn't really work. And then they come in and they get great results. And it's just so much fun to watch the light in their eyes just turn on, because chiropractic just does that.
Yeah.
It turns on the life force inside and they become healthier and happier. And then they're surprised what chiropractic really does for them. So that's the best part.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I assume you have dozens of success stories.
Oh,
probably
my gosh.
Thousands
yes,
of success
yes,
stories.
Yeah.
Is there one in particular that
there
sticks
is.
Out?
There is one story that when this mother was coming in to me because of a car accident, and one day she said to me, I won't be able to come in this Friday because I have to take my child to the university hospitals. Her child was like 9 months old, and I said, well, what's wrong with him? She said, well, he has seizures, lots of seizures every day. And I said, well, have you ever had his, you know, spine checked for subluxation? That's the term we use when something's out of alignment in the spine, the vertebrae. And she said, no. So the next visit, she brought her little boy in, and she just had held him on her lap, and I did a case history. And he was born with a cord wrapped around his neck, which doesn't necessarily have to mean a problem, but as I felt his neck and did a little correction on his spine, the next day he only had like 7 seizures, and he had been having like 50 a day.
Wow.
So then he got adjusted again and again, and after about several visits, he wasn't having any more seizures,
mm-hmm.
which was like a miracle.
That is a miracle, yeah.
And she took him to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, keep doing it because it's working.
Oh, wow.
And that was by far the best story.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And as a mother, I mean, that's so touching to know that something like this could help your little ones, because
that's right.
I see my little one suffering, and I just want to take it away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. That is a really awesome story.
It is, yeah.
So chiropractic is a practice, right, that a lot of people, as you even mentioned, have some myths about whether or not it works, or familiarity even with the field.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to somebody who's hesitant to be treated?
I think they need to be educated. It's just that simple. People have heard stories, or they've heard of someone who had a bad experience, or they think we're about, you know, twisting and cracking bones, and it really isn't like that at all. In my practice, I use a little instrument to do the correction, so I'm not even doing the twisting. And that, not that that's a bad thing, there are many chiropractors who use different aggressive techniques and many who use very gentle techniques, but it's nothing to be afraid of. We're trained to know when to adjust and when not to adjust. We're trained to know how to refer out when somebody needs to go to a different kind of doctor. So it's really education on what chiropractic really is, which is, again, correcting misalignments in the spine, which you don't know if you have a subluxation because you may not have pain in your spine, but if your vertebrae is out of alignment and irritating a nerve going to a certain part of the body, you could have dysfunction at that part of the body, and it could be coming from the spine.
Got it. It could be the root cause.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, given that you have two books, Complementary Medicine for Military and First Heal the Children and the Planet Will Follow, which, by the way, I love the title.
Thank you.
Of course, the military community is something that's extremely important to me, given I'm an active duty military spouse myself. I'd love to learn more about the importance of maintaining health in your lifestyle, and I want to talk a little bit about your passion for the books.
Well, my first book I wrote because I wanted kind of to tell my story of how I got into chiropractic and what happened when I started adjusting children. It was beyond what I ever could have imagined, all kinds of different cases that came in that they had already gone the medical route. It didn't help. You know, most of those people came in when they found that medicine failed them, and when they got adjusted, the bodies healed, the kids got better. So that was a very powerful way to kind of help educate. It's a great tool that I have that I can pass out to families, and they can learn what chiropractic really is about. And the second book was partly because I was getting a lot of spouses from the military, because I'm in the Fort Carson area, and they would come in and, you know, ask me, you know, will my military insurance cover? And it didn't, but yet they would get under care and get good results. And it was one Sunday after my youngest child had moved out of the house to go to college, and I was just sitting around quietly, kind of, you know, meditating and contemplating my life, and the idea came to me to write a book specifically for the military to teach them, because I realized that they aren't offered chiropractic care or alternative methods, per se, when they're in pain, when they've been hurt. And I thought it was very important. And I knew in my heart that it was the right thing to do. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And you're absolutely right. One of the biggest things that I'll see on a spouse forum is, does TRICARE cover chiropractic care? The answer is no.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, because it's not covered with our insurance, get turned off. What are some things that military families can do if they're wanting to seek out this route but maybe need a little assistance in terms of getting connected with the right chiropractor that could serve them?
Well, I think they just have to start asking.
Okay.
You know, asking around what chiropractor is willing to work with them. Because I think most of us want to help, and we're willing to reduce fees to help get people in and get them the proper care.
Yeah. Well, and I love hearing that, because I think a lot of people get scared and they're like, oh, TRICARE doesn't cover it, so I'm not even going to explore it. But I like what you're saying. You know, explore it, talk to, have a conversation with somebody about it. Because if it's something worth exploring, it might help you. And it is alternative to medication, which I like. Because sometimes going that route isn't always the most healthy.
Yeah, we want to get...
I'm not an advocate. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I'm not saying anything about that. So
there's
my disclaimer.
I mean, in any case, anybody who ever comes to me in my entire career, people have said, well, what can you do for this condition? You know, what can you do for my arthritis? What can you do for my vision problems? And the bottom line is always, if they have misalignment or the subluxation and get that corrected, the body's going to function and heal. It's going to work better normally the way it's designed to. So in any case, we want to get to the cause of the problem. And if a person is suffering, you know, is it medication they need or is it getting the body to function properly? Is the cause coming from neurological interference?
Sure, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the most common things that you see in your practice?
Well, when it comes to kids, I see a lot of babies that don't sleep. Colicky, they don't want to turn their heads both directions, they cry a lot, and that's a very great part of the practice, treating children. Mothers with headaches, mm-hmm. under stress, soldiers that are stressed, back pain, anxiety, all kinds of different conditions that just can really be helped through chiropractic and nutrition.
That's awesome. In addition to the health for service members and for their families, obviously, especially children during a PCS, as a military wife, I can attest to every time I move, it is probably one of the most stressful periods that a military family goes through. If mama's stressed, everybody in the family is stressed,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you're being taken from one location, put into another location. You're trying to find schools and you're trying to find a house. You're trying to get connected again. You're leaving friends. It's a really stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the military spouse is doing all of that work because our service members are serving our country.
Right.
Talk me through three things that military spouses can do to help keep them and their kids healthy during a PCS.
Okay, the first thing I would say is for the spouse to take care of themselves, top priority.
Yes.
Because children feel what is happening in the house. You don't even have to talk about it, but they feel that energy of whether, say, mom is just really stressed out. So whatever we can do to keep mom as healthy and happy as possible, you know, if that's regular chiropractic, exercise, nutritional supplements for stress. I have those. But just make sure mom is working on herself and staying physically and mentally as centered and grounded and happy as she can be. Secondly, make sure they're having fun, communicating, and eating really healthy food and understanding, you know, the downsides of processed foods or sugars that just shift their thinking. You know, the brain has to have the right nutrition mm-hmm. to process and be able to think good thoughts. And then third, to stay in the moment and be peaceful.
Yeah. And I would say, as she was going through all of those, I'm like, oh, I know I'm supposed to do these things. And when you're under all this stress and your pots are even being taken away and you're like, I don't even know how I can cook because I don't even have pots.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smart to be mindful. One day at a time,
right.
One moment at a time.
Right.
My favorite saying is you can't eat the elephant all at once. You take one little bite
yeah.
and you just continue to work through it. Note to all the military spouses listening, take care of yourself. And I'm saying this even to myself, just even 30 minutes a day makes a big difference. For me, it's exercise. So
yes.
Know your vice.
Yes.
And if I don't run, Audrey, my assistant, can attest to it. I turned into the beast.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
That's one of the pieces of the material that I tell people that to reduce your stress, go work out.
Yes. Yeah.
And say positive affirmations while you're working out.
Oh, that's a new one for
yeah.
me. Okay,
like,
I'm going to do
like
when
that. You're out running and walking, say, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm beautiful, I'm happy, I'm peaceful, and say all these positive things while you're out working out.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I was even thinking like, oh, I bet there's some sort of positive affirmation you could play in your earphones
yes,
as
yes,
you're running.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, man, so many good tips. And if you like these tips, what we're going to do is we're going to summarize everything that Bonnie and I talk about and include it in the show notes, so don't feel like you have to be taking notes while we're doing the episode today. If our listeners want to get connected with you, they want Bonnie brought in several copies of her book today, which I'm really excited about giving them away to our listeners. So we're going to have a couple efforts where you can win a free book from Bonnie. But if they want to purchase your book, where can they go and where can they learn more about you?
They can come to my office, which is on Cheyenne Road. They can go to my website, drbonniemay.com.
Okay.
And the books are also on Amazon.
Oh, gotta love Amazon. So, Miss Bonnie, is there anything else that you can offer to military spouses to help them stay mentally strong during a PCS? Any more tidbits you can give us? You're so full of knowledge. Thank you.
You know, the thing is, there are so many books on how to stay positive through tough times, and free YouTube videos that you can watch that just help, you know, help have a little, take me by the hand and help me through this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so much to offer. And for sure, chiropractic care and strong nutrition helps keep a person, you know, in their center and stay healthy.
Yeah. No, I love that. Well, thank you for all your tips today.
My pleasure.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
I learned things.
Thank you.
This is great.
Thanks.
So, Bonnie, again, it's been a pleasure. To view our show notes and get more information on this episode with links to everything that we mentioned, definitely visit us at milhousingnetwork.com. Look for the little podcast link up top and you'll see Bonnie's episode. While you're there, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors, or request to become an upcoming guest on one of our shows. Don't forget, we're now in iTunes, so definitely sign up for those alerts. I'm Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next time as we interview another amazing powerhouse military spouse. Bonnie, thank you again for being a guest.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.